Good morning. The time is 9 a.m. VE7SLZ.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Extra Uniform, monitoring.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Extra Uniform, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. How's Randy doing today?
I'm on day number 4, I think it is now, the migraine. I think it's going, but it might just be the weather's just playing with me for a little while. It's been really up and down with pressure and humidity. Back to you.
Yeah, you. It's a challenging illness. You almost have to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, and hopefully the ache goes away. There, over.
Well, I've got some different medications as well, but of course you're not super functional when you take them either. For me, I'm sensitive, so it kind of wipes me out.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. I'm on too many medications as well. Too much medication, I should say. But anyway, good to hear you in there. And hope all is going well with you there, Randy. Over.
VE7SL.
I wouldn't say well. I'm supposed to be evicted on Thursday at 1 o'clock, but I have put a stay in with the Supreme Court, so I guess we'll see where that goes. I can't find an RV park, a hotel, or a room to rent to save my life. Hi. So we're still plugging, still fighting. I think the migraines might have something to do with stress, although I don't know why I'd be under any stress. Hi.
Yeah, I hear ya. You know, sometimes when I'm troubled about something, I sit down with a paper and I write it all out. You write sort of a grievance, similar to a letter to the editor, and you be the judge and jury, and just right away, next thing you know, your thoughts are maybe most of them are gone. Over.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I used to do it with a small cassette recorder, just brain dumps. That's how I used to write a lot of my news stories. Now I usually just dictate into Apple Notes or something, or one of my Zoom recorders, and then do a text-to-speech, and then fix whatever needs to be fixed. Same idea, a little different approach.
Yeah, the mind is a strange. It's our greatest asset at times, but then it could be the worst asset at others. Over.
Yeah, copy that. So what's going on down there? Jeez, terrible snowstorms and now fires popping up here and there. I saw what was the name of the place? I was gonna say it's not Muskoka, Muskewish. No, I can't remember now. They had a big fire there, I guess, that was on the news the other night.
No, I didn't hear of any wildfires. I know there was a resident that burned down two nights ago there, and three of them perished in the fire. But no, I never heard of any wildfires, and I generally monitor that, but I have to monitor it today. I've been trying to get some work done here in the closet, and I got company coming there in about a month or a couple of weeks, and I have to get this room ready for her.
And meals, bed, and breakfast. Alrighty, well, I'm just getting a bit of vitamin D here and waiting to see if the courthouse calls me about appearing to get my fee waiver, and then hopefully present my judicial review and my stay. So just kind of in the queue waiting. My court stuff was filed on Friday, so All the pieces are in place. I'm just waiting for them to settle. Back to you, Victor Echo 7, Mike Extra Uniform, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Yeah, I should have left the pause there. I'll leave a pause and I'll get back to you. Yeah, when I'm not watching the monitor, I generally push the button a little too fast. Last thing I want things to lock up. If you're any closer there, Randy, I should say if you're any closer, we certainly have accommodations there for you, and that's for sure, over.
Well, that's very generous. Maybe I'll make a summer trip out there. I just need to secure a vehicle first. That's something I was planning to do in the spring. I was going to sell my RV and pick up a little SUV, use one, something like an Escape or something like that. But hanging on to the trailer for now, because that might end up being my home for a while, because vacancy rate is not great here. And, you know, we're talking a grand for a bedroom right now. So absolutely crazy. Back to you.
Yeah, is your RV mobile or is it just like a trailer?
No, it's 16x8 foot ProLite Evasion. It's about 1,300 pounds dry, 3,500 pounds max. I used to tow it with my four-door Jeep Wrangler, and it was just great. I'd have to look sometimes to see if it was still there. But I...